So I'm here with Davo after a 2-0 away defeat to AFC Dunstable in the league. Davo, I suppose you must be bitterly disappointed to lose the game, and obviously I know you were looking to get another run started and it sort of faltered after Tuesday, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm bitterly disappointed with the result, but I'm immensely proud of the performance. I thought we gave a really good account of ourselves against a good, good side that were in and around the playoffs. Excellent facility there, by the way. Really nice setup down there. They've got some good players, and it was always going to be tough. But it was made tougher by the fact that we, unfortunately, Rob Carr is not unavailable because of his concussion last week, and Coxie was unavailable because. His partner wasn't very well in hospital, so understandably he was with her. So we've lost two of our sort of key threats going forwards, and also, and we come on to the new signing, but we signed a new player who unfortunately was suspended today. So yeah, we were short of a few players. We've had to let one or two others go in order to bring players in. We're looking to push the club forward, but you can't keep hold of all these players. It's not fair for them to not be in and around the team or in your plans. So you have to make way to improve it. So it left us a bit short today after Coxie pulling out last minute or last night. To come here and play like we did, especially given the fact we ended up picking up two injuries during the game as well. Simba again got a head injury, and Ben Toy went off injured, and also Pricey was playing with a really bad dead leg, so a bit of a walking wounded situation, and we gave it a really good go. I thought that we created some good chances in the first half, didn't really take them. Two sort of sloppy goals, 2-0 down. You think most teams in that situation with all the injuries wouldn't be able to push on, but we gave it a good go. Unfortunately, we didn't get the goals back we needed, but we pushed and pressed and kept going right to the end, and ended up bringing on Archie Fawcett for his first start in the Southern League, and he did well. Young lad, 17-year-old lad. We're really pleased with him. We think he's going to develop, and yeah, all in all, disappointing result. I thought it was a pretty good day though.
And just before they scored, you'd had, three, four good opportunities to maybe nick the lead, and had you done that, then obviously the first half could have panned out very different.
Yeah, I thought we looked like we were going to cause some problems in the first half every time we went forward. It just didn't quite fall for us. The ball didn't quite drop for us. I thought Simba out wide was excellent today. Best he's been for a while in terms of his performance. I thought he was excellent. And he caused their left back problems non-stop. Chalky and Taylor, they were causing problems in that first half, but we couldn't quite get. There were some good chances. I thought we created more chances in the first half than we did in the second, although we probably had more pressure in the second half. Nothing quite fell for us.
And the goals, the first one, real bobbly free kick, to be honest. He's flashed it across the goal, and I think it's taken a touch, I'm not sure. And it's one of those ones that you can't really do an awful lot about. The keeper's sort of stranded. If someone touches it, it goes in. If everyone leaves it, it potentially goes in. And the second one was a fairly decent bit of play down their right-hand side and the cross. And I suppose the header's a bit undefendable at the near post. He sort of bullet header into the top corner.
Yeah, that's a good assessment of the goals. I think it's disappointing to see a free kick goal like that. If it's a worldie that whistles in the top corner, you can understand it. But when it's sort of bobbled in through a ruck of bodies, there's nothing Pricey could do about it. Maybe we could have got a touch on it somehow, but it's a bit fortunate, really. And the second goal, we definitely should have done something about the fact that they've got down our left-hand side and got in past two of our left-hand side players, made life easy for them. We had to do better than that, in my opinion. And the lads dropped a cross in, and the big striker's got across Rossi and headed it in. There's not a lot we could do once the cross was there, but we should have stopped the cross, and it's becoming a bit of a running theme that we need to stop crosses. Particularly if a fullback runs on, we don't seem to stop it very well. Them two goals put them two up at the break.
And as you rightly say, probably less chances in the second half, but a bit more pressure. And I suppose you huffed and puffed, but never really looked like scoring. Probably your best chance came from Danilo, came on as a sub, who played a great 1-2 with Chalky, and then the keeper's made a good save with his legs. And then sort of, not a lack of trying, but balls coming into the box at the end, but nothing really dropping your way.
Excuse me. we didn't create a massive amount, but like you say, we had a lot of pressure. And then as we've got injuries to Sim and to Ben Toy, we were lacking a bit of height today, which we normally are quite a big side. But you know, losing Coxey, we looked smaller side, and then lose Simba, we were gradually getting smaller and smaller. And when you're chasing a game, we're trying to pass the ball around, which we did quite well. At some stage, you need to get the ball in the box, and there wasn't really a lot of physical presence to hurt them, and you know, that sort of didn't help. Even if there was a big lad in there who can help get knockdowns, and we can pick up bits from there, but we didn't even have that. Everything was a bit passed in and around them, and we never really got in behind them like we needed to. They sat deeper and deeper, and when you do that, all you've got left really is a cross from a deeper area, and we didn't have the height in there to do it. So, you know, credit to them, they closed the game out well. We maybe could have got a bit more from it. If we'd have got a goal back, maybe it might have been a different scenario, but you know, they've closed the game out well, and good luck to them.
And I mean, I would never obviously just write a game off, but the next three games I would imagine are as important, if not more important. You've got three very winnable and big games coming up, and I suppose it's all about preparation for those games now.
Yeah, we've got Basingstoke on Tuesday night, and that'll be a good occasion for us. We'll look forward to that. We'll send the side down there to try and win the game. Certainly be giving a few lads some minutes who haven't been necessarily getting all the minutes, and these cups have been brilliant for us for that. And you know, we'll see how we go in that game. And then after that, we've got Arlesey, Potters Bar, both at home, and Histon away. You can talk about, you know, these are big games we need to win, winnable, blah blah blah. You know, I'm never worried about who the team is that we're playing. I think that we're good enough to go and beat any side. So look forward to it. I think all of those have had pretty, you know, certainly Arlesey have been on a pretty good run, and Histon had a good win today, and Potters Bar, one of the best sides we've seen when we've watched them. So yeah, you can see them as winnable games, but I'm sure they'll be very tough games, and you know, we'll take each game as it comes and see how we go.
You mentioned earlier that a couple of players injured, but I suppose more importantly, or equally as important, new signing in Zach Corker. Just give us a bit of background on him, and obviously him joining the club, he must be excited about having him on board.
Yeah, very excited about having him on board. He's a player that we've seen a lot. We've played against him a few times, and I've tracked him a few times. You know, he was at Bagshot Lee. We played against him a few times last year, or a couple of times, and he certainly left his imprint on me personally with a few tackles that, you know, were physical tackles. They were, you know, were nothing really bad or anything, but they were strong old tackles, and he, you know, he can do that. But he's also a good footballer. You know, he can get on the ball and play, and he's popped up and scored a few goals for Camberley this year as well. So yeah, you know, it's not putting pressure on the lad. He's it'll be his first taste of this level, but I think he's more than equipped to do well, and I think he'll do very well for us. So I look forward to him joining in. Unfortunately, he's away on midweek with work, but he's back for training and in the game next week. So yeah, we'll look forward to adding him.
And you mentioned earlier the facilities at Dunstable. They were extremely nice today, and nice pitch, and nice sort of surround to it. Any final thoughts on Dunstable?
Good luck to them. They've they've done well since they've got promoted. It's always a when you get promoted and you've got that winning feeling within the club. They've got that at the moment. You know, you see Ashford, they've done the same. And teams that get promoted from winning leagues and stuff like that, they often kick on and do well. They've got some good experienced players, and I think they'll have a good season. And you know, the hospitality was very good, and we're grateful for that, and yeah, good luck to them.
Unlucky today, and best of luck for Basingstoke on Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.